save there. Rebound, he scores. Chicago will win the game on a goal by Ryan Donato after the Ducks missed an opportunity seconds ago. What a hockey game. What a come-from-behind effort by Anaheim. Only to fall short, but they did a heck of a job getting it to the extra hockey period. Nothing to be ashamed of, and guess what? They earn a point for this effort tonight at the United Center.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Steve. They battled back, tied it up, and unfortunately, they lose this one in overtime, but kudos to Ian Moore there, taking that last three-on-one back. He had stopped that initial three-on-one by pressuring up Donato and intercepting it. That puck trickling in far side, and it all happened behind the net. There is Donato here on the near side, collects the loose change, slams it home, and wins it for his team in overtime.
I'll tell you, we'll get a break so you can get on with your post-game coverage here. The Ducks fall short by one, but what an effort in game one of this five-game trip. Quick timeout. It's Emerson and Alexis back home in Southern California. Post-game show next on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Trade for the best. Honda's the most awarded brand in Car and Driver 10 Best history. Save thousands on a new Honda today with 0.99% financing. Get more for your trade and save on the best gas, hybrid, and EV vehicles with financing as low as 0.99% APR on a new Honda like a 2025 Ridgeline. Visit your local Honda dealer today. Details, financing on credit approval offer ends 11/3/25.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Remember when instant connection meant just one push? Hytera brings it back with modern puck radios that deliver crystal clear nationwide communication. Whether coordinating fleets or large facilities, Hytera puck radios deliver reliable communication that keeps your team talking anytime, anywhere. Stay connected, stay efficient, stay ahead with Hytera puck radios. Visit Hytera.us today. That's Hytera.us.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage Watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
Flex plans are now available for our fans who have the busiest schedules. You can select just the weekend games or just the giveaway nights. Whatever suits you best. Just select seven or more games to receive huge savings on tickets, discounts on concessions and merchandise, and new this. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/flexplans for more information.
Thank you for listening to this exclusive broadcast of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay right here. Our replay of tonight's game is coming your way on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey. Exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
It took overtime in Chicago this evening to get a winner in this game. The Ducks falling to the Blackhawks. The final score, 2-1. Welcome into our postgame show. I'm Alexis Downey. Emerson Needham is in Chicago and joining us now to recap this game here tonight. Emmer, tough ending for the team. We saw that late goal from McTavish giving them a little bit of extra energy into that overtime frame. But ultimately, Lukáš Dostál making a lot of big saves. But in the end there, Chicago just finding a way to get it done.
Yeah, and you know what? Through and through for the full and, of course, 60-plus with overtime minute hockey game, you just got to give the edge in the work ethic department to the Chicago Blackhawks. I just think they had the more jump overall. Hey, look, realistically and just judging heading into this season, look, you could probably make the argument that Anaheim's supposed to be the better team, right? And you just... with maybe not the skill on paper, they have to maximize their situation in other ways, and work ethic and relentlessness is one of them. And boy, I tell you, San Jose, even though their record doesn't show for it, they battle and compete hard. Why? Because they know they need to maximize other areas and compete and be relentless. No different here with the Chicago Blackhawks. They're winning hockey games right now. Not only does Blashill have a great game plan in store for them, but they're just outworking, outwilling opponents. A lot of times late in that game, the Chicago Blackhawks were thwarting a lot of the defensive breakouts for the Anaheim Ducks, making it extremely, extremely frustrating.
Well, Emmer, let's get into the highlights from this game. Not a whole lot in these highlights overall until the later half of the game. But in that first period, Lukáš Dostál came up with a very important save on a Chicago breakaway, shorthanded, 14:30 into the game.
And Chicago will pick it opening and bounce it to the neutral zone. Make a quick change, giving Anaheim a chance to move in. Here's McTavish, turned it over on a long pass. A breakaway for Chicago, a shot, oh, and Dostal with a huge, huge save on McKayev.
Emmer, at that point, making a save like that so early in the game, it was only really foreshadowing the rest of the night that we'd see from Dostal.
Well, I just gave the Hawks some credit in regards to their work ethic and relentlessness, but a guy who was relentless all game long, utilizing his speed, was Ilya McKayev, who we just heard on that opportunity. I mean, out of a cannon, he collects a great stretch pass, beats both D back for the Anaheim Ducks, separates them. Just a great couple stick handles. He's wide range, dipping the shoulders before trying to go far side, then slide five hole. Just Lukáš Dostál, once again, he's at his best under duress, and he was definitely under duress in that situation, coming up big time.
Scoreless after the first period, we moved into the second, and there were so many penalties in the second period. A lot of man advantage and man disadvantage play from the Ducks and Chicago on that end. They traded penalties, and we were still scoreless after two periods of play. So we went into the third, and that was when we finally saw the goals coming in this game. It was Frank Nazar getting the first one, 9:43 into the third period. Chicago took the lead.
Chicago with it now, and a collision there at the Anaheim blue line. Gudas went falling down to the ice. Shot! Oh, they score! Chicago score! And the crowd goes crazy here at United Center. 1-0 for the Chicago Blackhawks.
And that goal came on a rebound, Emmer, and something that, you know, it went off the post, and unfortunately for Dostal, just not able to get there because Radko Gudas didn't even have a stick on that backside.
Yeah, look, there was moments like those where Lukáš Dostal did everything he could, right? He gets help from the iron there, as you mentioned, and yeah, it's gift-wrapped on a bow right there on the near side for Nazar to just slam it home along the ice there. So tough break. You know, this Ducks team, head coach Joel Quenneville, he's expressed his motivation, and he's got his sights on hoping that these upcoming games will result in the Anaheim Ducks getting on the scoreboard first. There's been a couple of these games, obviously, probably to hit his standards, too many here early on the season where the opposing team has gotten on the board first.
Nazar now 7 points on his season through now 7 games played. It was a 1-0 game after that, late in the third period. The Ducks, it's just like how it was on the home opener. They got a late power play chance, and it was Mason McTavish this time getting the game-tying goal.
Here's McTavish for Anaheim. Stick handling on the half wall near side to the left of their goaltender. Carlson gets it. Lacombe shoots it. Out in front, McTavish scores! Mason McTavish scores with a one-time blast over the shoulder of the Chicago goaltender. And folks, we have ourselves a hockey game. It's still at United Center. It's a 1-1 game.
We've been talking about what a performance we saw from Lukáš Dostál, but for Spencer Knight in the net, he was so good through this game until it took the perfect shot in McTavish to get it through, Emmer.
Yeah, that was a brilliant shot there. Just a shot in which it was a just a, almost a scoop one-timer shot right over the left shoulder of Spencer Knight in the upper right corner. I just beautifully placed. I've been harping on how much better Mason McTavish's shot continues to get since he's has gotten into this National Hockey League. It just every year has gotten better and better. You could really see in his quality of shot, a lot on the power play on that flank there with one-timers, just some great shots overall. Well, we saw it right there at the end of the game, sending his team into overtime. I mean, what a blast, perfectly placed. It doesn't get much better than that.
1-1 game ended in regulation. We went to overtime, trading chances back and forth. The Ducks 3 shots on goal, Chicago 5, and one of those found their way on the winner from Ryan Donato.
Coming up big here in the start of the OT session. 2:20 left. Here's a 2-on-1 Ducks break. Leo Carlson moving it for McTavish. Oh, the pass just failed to click. Now the Hawks come back to center ice. 2-on-1, 3-on-1 now. Puck centered in front, a shot, and Dostal, huge save there. Rebound, he scores!
Dostal made a huge first save, and then it looked like, Emmer, the puck kind of ended up going around behind the backside, and Donato was just out front, no one on him.
Well, I said after that overtime goal was scored that you just got to give your credit to Ian Moore for, you know, foiling that first 3-on-1 opportunity back. It was just so well played. He was aggressive, so he almost lunges at Ryan Donato there before coming back, intercepting that pass, and then just a melee ensues behind the net. They recover the puck, and then it was, as you mentioned, there's nothing that Lukáš Dostál could have done. And that's how well he played. Every opportunity in the 2 goals that the Hawks scored here, I mean, Lukáš Dostál, he really fought till the very end, and look, you got to give him credit. You got to give this Ducks team credit, right? You know, not their night overall. We know that just by eye test, they game for whatever reason, it wasn't there this first leg of the road trip, or at least the home team here, the Chicago Blackhawks, had better jump. Why that the case is, I know they'll figure it out here in tomorrow's practice and the follow-up games, practices on the rest of this road trip. Look, these guys are going to continue to get better and better. If this is the Ducks' worst on this road trip, while getting a point in this game, look, it's all up and up from here on this roadie.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Emmer, do you have any concerns after this loss with where the team's at?
No, look, they're putting up enough shots to win hockey games. And look, there is times over the last couple of years where they're too much chase in the game and you don't have the shot volume, so it was just hard to pinpoint where you could gain momentum. I just think the comeback performances that we've seen since the start of preseason alone have showed that this team has made up so much ground. Look, on not so much your best nights, if you can still snag a point, or just even on the road in general, snag a point in these types of situations, no matter who the team is, I'd say you're in a much better spot than what we've seen in years past. So, look, this is just one that they're going to have to learn from, and just I just think it comes down to work ethic. I just think the Blackhawks, they were frustrating the Ducks for a lot of this game just by their jump, just by their being up right when they got the puck. So, look, first game, long flight yesterday, got in a little bit late. Look, this team, they don't need excuses. I get it. But I just think overall they're going to be a lot better for the remaining four games on this trip.
Certainly a positive from this game, too, Emmer, was Jackson Lacombe getting his first point this season. So a little bit of, as you'd say, the monkey off the back, potentially.
Yeah, and look, he rang the right post there late in the game off a big-time clapper right around the mid-ice area of the blue line. So that's positive signs. Look, it's not even that he's playing underwhelming. It's just it's puck luck, right? Those types of things will turn in an instant, especially with a world-class player like Colmer.
All right, Emerson. Well, safe travels to Nashville. Giddy up. Get your country music playing because the Ducks are there on Tuesday, and we're looking forward to having you join us from Bridgestone Arena.
Giddy up. I'm ready to roll.
All right. For those listening, stick around. We're going to keep breaking down this game here tonight against the Chicago Blackhawks. But if you want to send us your thoughts to the text line, feel free to send us a message at 714-439-8422. We'll be right back.
Trade for the best. Honda's the most awarded brand in car and driver 10 best history. Save thousands on a new Honda today with 0.99% financing. Get more for your trade and save on the best gas, hybrid, and EV vehicles with financing as low as 0.99% APR on a new Honda like a 2025 today. See dealer for financing details. Financing on credit approval offer ends 11/3/25.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill, but those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be. Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little app does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check Good RX. Good RX is not insurance.
Meet Barkley. When Barkley smells gas, he leaves fast. When Barkley hears hissing coming from a gas appliance, he leaves fast. When Barkley sees dirt or water shooting from the ground, he leaves fast. Barkley then calls 911. And Southwest Gas from a safe location.
Did that dog just grab a phone and dial 911?
Gas lines can be buried anywhere, so remember to call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Remember when Instant Connection meant just one push? Hytera brings it back with modern POC radios that deliver crystal clear nationwide communication. Whether coordinating fleets or large facilities, Hytera POC radios deliver reliable communication that keeps your team talking anytime, anywhere. Stay connected, stay efficient, stay ahead with Hytera POC radios. Visit Hytera.us today. That's Hytera.us.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistant's assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's not too late to become an Orange Alliance member for the 2025-26 Anaheim Ducks season. As a member, you'll receive first dibs on the best available locations, savings off tickets, discounts on concessions and merchandise, an exclusive OA member vest, and new this year, parking is included. Find out how to join at anaheimducks.com/orangealliance.
Welcome back to our post-game show talking about this Ducks road trip. They got off on this first game of this game, this road trip, 2-1, the final score from Chicago, a loss for the Ducks, but they will come away with a point from this game. Definitely a not super exciting game overall, obviously, if you just look at the final score, but it was a lot of back and forth all throughout this game. The Ducks just not having some puck luck at points, hitting a lot of posts and struggling to finish on some of their chances. They had some really good scoring chances throughout the game, but just couldn't quite bury them. And that's kind of how we got into the third period. By the time the game was coming to a close, the Ducks get a little bit of luck with that power play on the delay of game call for Chicago and able to get that tying goal. But OT, we see a couple different combinations out there. That first combination of Leo Carlson, Jackson Lacombe, and Mikhail Granlund, the same combination we saw during the home opener OT that we eventually, the Ducks were able to come away with that exciting overtime winner. But this time tonight, not able to get the win in Chicago, a place that the Ducks have really struggled in. That building, something about the United Center. They have not been able to win many games there as of late. Going into tonight in Chicago, the last nine games that they've played there, they were 7-1-1, the Chicago Blackhawks against the Anaheim Ducks. So they were able to add to that win column tonight. And Chicago will be hosting the Ducks another time this season, as it's a three-game series this season. So the Ducks will be back in Chicago in the end of November, hopefully able to change their luck from what they had here tonight. We have some messages on the text line, so let's get into some of your thoughts from this game as we roll through this post-game show. First message here from Tony. Emerson, I'll take it. The McTavish goal was the highlight of my weekend. The Chargers lost bad. Ooh. So it's off to Nashville. Paula and Ryan O'Reilly are really good so far this season. And as you know, Jonathan Marchessault feasts on the Ducks. So we better bring our A game to Bridgestone Arena. Yes, the Ducks have the next test ahead of them on this five-game road trip in Nashville. And Nashville's a team, I don't want to talk too much about the Predators right now, but 2-2-2, just like Chicago was coming into this game here tonight. So same record, but it's a good opportunity for the Ducks to bounce back. You know, when you look at this game overall, I mean, it truly was such a strong night in net for Lukáš Dostál. You have to feel for him at the final for this one. Chicago, 30 shots on goal, Anaheim out shooting them. As Emerson was mentioning, the Ducks had a lot of shots on goal in this game, 39. So going back up to their higher totals, as the last two games, they were lower in the 20s, but able to move that number back up just like their first two games. So you like to see that shooting from a lot of different areas on the ice. And in particular, in that third period, it felt like they were crashing the crease a bit more, looking for those tip chances, maybe the extra rebounds. We know you never know where the puck can go. So Anaheim, you know, able to cleanly get their goal that forced the overtime, obviously on the power play. But in this case, they were looking for anything they could. And Spencer Knight was just really stellar in the net for Chicago here tonight, too. Another text that we have read from Buena Park. Really tough loss. The Ducks gave it their all, but offensive execution was slightly off. They passed up some opportunities to shoot, especially on the first period power plays. The Ducks won a good majority of the puck battles and possessed the puck a lot, but needed more bodies in front of Spencer Knight. Ian Moore was also good in his season debut, and Leo shined like usual, but still waiting for that Troy Terry and Frank Vatrano breakout game. Yeah, a lot of really good points in this message here. Ian Moore, his first game up with the team this season since he was called up, thrown into a sort of odd scenario with the 11 forwards and 7 defensemen. He ended up playing with Sam Colangelo and Ryan Poehling as a forward at times, kind of like a hybrid role. And he was on the ice, as Emerson was mentioning, for that overtime goal. So good to see him being very active and looking very comfortable in this game, too. He was someone that, honestly, I was very impressed with through the preseason. So glad he's getting an early opportunity and coming. You know, how cool for him in playing in Chicago, because he played juniors in Chicago with the Chicago Steel. So pretty neat for him on that end. But another couple other points with this message from Red. Troy Terry, Frank Vatrano, we're still waiting. And Troy Terry did get a point in this game. He had the primary assist on that McTavish goal, but still doesn't have a goal this season. Frank Vatrano's year has been a bit challenging for him, I would say, so far. But ended up, you know, 13:56, so just under 14 minutes of ice time here tonight. His ice time has been down from the Frank that we know. So I think he's still kind of trying to find his footing through this season. I thought he did, him and Troy, there were moments. There was a couple good chances or good looks from Troy in this game, and I felt like Frank was skating well with him. But yeah, just looking for that breakout game. I agree. And I think it's coming. I really do. You know the type of players that both of those guys are, and they know that in order for the team to have success, they have to be successful too this season. But yeah, and then the last point I wanted to make on this message too, the needing more bodies in front of Spencer Knight. I kind of touched on it just a little bit ago that I felt like the Ducks were putting more bodies late in the game. In that third period, they were trying to, but it just, it wasn't a consistent effort throughout the game in this one. So a lot of back and forth throughout this game, and a lot of speed just on display once again. So we're going to take another break here on the post game show. When we return, we'll keep getting to your messages on the text line and also look ahead to the rest of this road trip.
Face Off Inside the NHL returns, taking you deeper behind the scenes from the star-studded Four Nations Face-Off Tournament.
Us against the world, boys.
To the adrenaline of the Stanley Cup Playoffs.
How scared are you guys?
With candid interviews and backstage access, experience the sacrifice, the rivalries, and the determination that define NHL greatness.
Just when I thought last year couldn't be topped, here we are.
A new season of Face-Off Inside the NHL. Watch now only on Prime Video.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Nothing is everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Mountain spring water has occurring electrolytes for a crisp taste, sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments, and now proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead Mountain spring water, nothing else.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Become an Orange Alliance member today. You'll get the best seats, best savings, and best benefits all season long. Plus, new this year, parking is included. Find out more at anaheimducks.com/orangealliance.
We're back with the post-game show from the United Center in Chicago. The Blackhawks getting a 2-1 win over your Anaheim Ducks tonight. The Ducks coming away with a point. So now they are 2-2-1 on their season through 5 games played, as they have 4 more games on this road trip. Nashville, the next stop for this team, and then they'll head to Boston after that, before they round out the week in Tampa. So a lot of hockey this week for the Anaheim Ducks, and really a big test. That's how I'm viewing this road trip. It's going to be important for the team to find ways to get more points on this road trip. For the early parts of this season, that was something that head coach Joel Quenneville had talked about. He wanted to get off on a good foot early in the season, and this is a good trip to do that. So 1 point here tonight, looking for two in that next game in Nashville. But some of the stats from this game I wanted to get to. Faceoffs, not the friends of the Ducks tonight, ended at 44%. They were leading at one point in the game after the second period, but fell back down on that end in that category, in Chicago winning on that end. But the Ducks power play 1-for-5 tonight. That second period, man, it was just all penalties back and forth. I was trying to keep track of the Ducks get too many men, gets one, and there was a lot of man advantage and man disadvantage in that period. But no goal scored, of course. The Ducks, 30 hits in this game for their team, 18 giveaways, but 18 giveaways for Chicago too. So that's why I said it was a back and forth game, some good chances on both ends of the play throughout this one here tonight. So a couple more messages that we have. Daniel from Corona, what a performance by these two goalies tonight. Three off the post for the Ducks tonight. It's truly a game of inches. Thankful for a point, but would have loved to snag that W tonight. Onward to Nashville, predicting a 3-1 win for the good guys. Okay, I like the prediction. Yes, we're going to go with that. And yeah, like I said, sometimes you don't have that puck luck, and the posts were in favor of Chicago tonight. Something about that building. I don't know. We need to change our luck in that building, though, and I'm hoping that next time in November, the Ducks are able to do that when they're back at the United Center. I was just thinking, actually, back to, I believe it was last season, the chaos that ensued last time we were in United Center. John Gibson, a part of that, Pavel Mintikov, remember last season, so just a flashback to, but always some feisty games between these two teams as of late a little bit. But this one was pretty even on that end, not too much chaos between the two. Pretty overall clean game, besides, of course, all the penalties in the second period. So, and as we kind of look ahead to this road trip, like I've been saying, Nashville, the next stop, that'll be a 5:00 Pacific time game on Tuesday night. So a little bit earlier for us out here. And I guess that's kind of the theme of this road trip, with them being on the East Coast. The games will be a little bit earlier for us, as this one was today too. One other thing I wanted to make sure I mentioned, with Mason McTavish's power play goal tonight, that was his first goal of the season, which has been able to find points in other ways already. And now he has 5 points on his season, which is tied for second on the team. Him and Chris Kreider, both 5 points on their season. Obviously, Kreider, 4 goals, 1 assist. McTavish, 1 goal, 4 assists, so flipped on that end. But I think the goals are going to come flowing for Mason McTavish this year, especially when he's got a shot like that. Beautiful goal from him, and hopefully we're going to see more of those, and maybe even on this road trip. So if you want to stick around and listen to the replay of this game here tonight, Steve had a fantastic call of that Mason McTavish goal, as we just got to hear a little bit ago. You can listen to the replay on the other side of this commercial break. Although, as I mentioned, you can join us next on Tuesday. We will have the pregame show for you at, and like I mentioned, an earlier one on Tuesday against Nashville. So we will have the pregame show at 4:30. Otherwise, the final score for this game here tonight, 2 for the Chicago Blackhawks, 1 for your Anaheim Ducks. Thank you for joining us here on the postgame show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn, and have a great Sunday night.